This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, 37. No, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, meaning at one point in time I could fight, and I'm an award-winning boxing journalist. So I bring a unique combination to them. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. They call it the Insider's Look at the World of Boxing because it is. Of course, I've been doing this a while, but on this show today, we're going to concentrate, of course, on the heavyweight champion of the world, as who controls the heavyweight champion usually controls boxing, but not in the days of Canelo. Of course, Canelo is still like the big star in boxing. Speaking of big stars, boy, did Shakur Stevenson fail to impress this week or what? He's got Ryan Garcia talking smack on social media. Speaking of Ryan Garcia, why doesn't he just go away? I mean, either he went into that fight with Tank Davis hurt, or he took a dive. It's one or the other. It's A or B. Which one is it with Ryan Garcia? The bottom line is there's a lot of B.I. you know what in Ryan Garcia, and I don't think we want to see him anymore. Straight up, I thought he was a good fighter. I thought he could adapt and learn under Joe Goosen. He didn't learn anything under Joe Goosen. In fact, what Joe Goosen said about training Ryan Garcia was it was a collaboration between himself, Ryan Garcia, and Ryan's father. That's not a winning combination. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up after the break, we'll check in with Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. I'm talking about Boxing's PhD, of course, coming to us from the Bronx Bomber. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you from Sports Byline.
What brings you to the clinic today?
Oh, the baby's not feeling well. I think she might have a fever.
Ah, well, let's check her temp with the Exergen thermometer. You're right. These Exergen thermometers are very accurate. Reads 101.2.
Oh, gosh. Well, that Exergen thermometer sure is fast and easy to use.
Yes, and many doctors recommend Exergen for home use.
Exergen thermometers, backed by over 100 clinical studies, are available at Walgreens and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Pedro offers you his protection.
Check it, 12 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, coming up next week, the 25th on pay-per-view. Sorry it's on pay-per-view, but it's a great fight. I'm talking about David Benavidez, the future of boxing, the monster, of course, undefeated as super middleweight, of course, taking on an equally unbeaten but not so impressive Demetrius Andrade. They're going for the WBC interim super middleweight title, which means they are taking a stab at Canelo's belt. Straight up, Canelo, of course, refusing to really acknowledge the fact that David Benavidez exists in this world, let alone in the same division. We'll talk about that and more maybe a little bit later. Straight up, let's go to the Bronx. They're bringing the Bronx Bomber himself, Mr. Socrates Palmer. And Saka, I got to ask you, the most unimpressive thing I think I've seen in a long, long time in the world of boxing was not Tyson Fury against Francis Ngannou, it was Shakur Stevenson.
Oh, my goodness. I was actually just waking up a few minutes ago from that fight. You talk about a disappointing effort from someone who has basically been anointed by ESPN and most of the boxing media as the next great thing. I mean, Pedro, ask you a question. Would you expect the same from McDonald's as you would from like a five-star Michelin restaurant?
No. Or, I concur exactly. I mean, here's what's up.
Yeah.
After about three or four rounds, this is the honest guy truth, I fell asleep.
I fell twice.
I really fell asleep. So I didn't know what the results were until I woke up like a couple hours later and checked fight news. But the fact that, you know, he ran like he did. Put it this way, I don't know whether he's got mental issues or physical issues or, you know, issues outside of the ring. But he's got some issues, man, because he didn't perform. And here's what's up. The other guy, he wasn't the greatest fighter in the world, but he tried. And they both tried minimally. Is that a good way to put it? They both tried minimally?
I think that's a fair assessment. De Los Santos, I mean, obviously could have pressed the action even more. He obviously didn't know how to cut the ring off. And
doesn't know how to step on the foot of a runner.
I know you always preach that. They're both southpaws. There was barely any engagement. You know, normally, like with two southpaws, you have like almost a headbutt, or, you know, like there was nothing of that. I mean, Shakur Stevenson, how big was that ring, by the way? I mean, that looked as big as the people that installed that ring. Was that the same people that installed that track for that F1 race?
That's a good one.
Humongous.
I think the biggest ring I ever saw was the was it 22 or 24-foot square ring was when Mike Trainor got the second ring for Roberto Duran and Sugar Ray Leonard. It looked like Ray Leonard's backyard, okay? And I, it just did. And I asked Ray about that little lady. He goes, Top Cat. That's what Mike Trainor was called, Top Cat. That was his nickname, okay? But he goes, he chuckled. He goes, Top Cat. Because Top Cat, you know, out-negotiated Duran in that rematch. He said, Duran says, we need a couple more months. He said, no, I'll give you $8 million. You get ready to go in 8 weeks. He goes, $8 million, the most I've ever gotten in my life is $1.5 million, $8 million. Take it or leave it. If you don't want to take it, we'll go with Cuevas or something like that, right? So Duran and them bid on it. Of course, that was a no-moss fight. Of course, that basically ruined Duran's career at one point in time until he got his redemption against Davey Moore, of course, the Marvin Hagler fight. When you look back at Shakur Stevenson's performance this past Thursday night, it was supposed to be a special event for Las Vegas. You mean the Formula One race? Speaking of the Formula One race, It's that hasn't gone over well with the citizenry there, and I have to tell you that over the last three or four times I've been to Vegas, I didn't go this last month, but I try to go once a month and see some friends, and the reason why I didn't go is because of the race. I mean, it took me 45 minutes to get into my hotel, and I was 250 feet away from the door of my hotel. Can you imagine that? I mean, driving the car. So, I mean, we're on East Harmon down there in Vegas. I just, like, that was enough for me. You couldn't smoke enough weed, have enough cocktails. There was nothing you could do. I'm serious. 45 minutes, and the car didn't move.
It just looked so weird. I mean, they showed that high camera on the Vegas Strip, and you just see this thing like right in the middle. I'm like, wow. I mean, we know that Vegas is a tourist attraction and everything's for the almighty dollar, but man,
no. I mean, the tickets are going 50% less than they were supposed to go for. In other words, like, the prices, scalpers ain't making no money here.
And you know what, it's funny you mentioned tickets. I heard the same thing for the fight. I heard tickets were going for as low as $40. I mean, that's, and people were booing in the third round and leaving by the seventh. So,
and what did Master Bob have to say about that? Mr. Bob Arum, the CEO of Top Rank, did he have any? Did he say anything post fight?
I really didn't see anything from Bob Arum. But the funniest quote was Oscar De La Hoya. Somebody on Twitter, I mean, he posted on Twitter, "Did someone wake up Bob yet?" You know, because I mean, that's a hard watch for an 80 plus year old man.
90.
I mean, and 90. And plus, 90. That's right, 90. Wow. And how do you come out midnight on the East Coast? I mean, the fight started at midnight on a Thursday.
I think I think the official time was like 12:16.
Crazy. If the idea is to build a star, that's a good way to make a infomercial for MMA. I mean, it was just a horrible fight.
Well, speaking of MMA, of course, the uncrowned heavyweight champion of the world is Francis Ngannou. That's the way I feel. How do you feel about that? You think he won that fight?
I think he won the fight, and if I am Francis Ngannou's PR person, I am campaigning as the people's champ, the uncrowned champ. I am milking that until the end of this, whoever wins between Usyk and Fury. There's no way that Tyson Fury could call himself the champ after performing like that.
I got to ask you this, though, and people are probably going to say, Pedro, you're kicking the sport while it's down, but the bottom line is, you know, We've had a rough year here. I mean, Ryan Garcia didn't deliver against Gervonta Davis, of course, at all. Had it been somewhat of an exciting fight, people would have walked away. The squares would have walked away saying, you know what? I think I want to see another boxing match. But the squares walked away from that saying, eee, that didn't look too good. So anyway, so that blew it. And then the Crawford and Spence fight, of course, that was like a one-man show. It looked like Muhammad Ali and Larry Holmes, the second version of it from 1980. Wow. Okay, so we had a dead man walking in that one. And then the heavyweight champion goes in against a guy that's making his pro debut. I mean, I should have put the impeccable one in there with him. But the bottom line is, I mean, Francis Ngannou has no fights, no boxing matches. And he goes in there and he knocks Tyson Fury down and he dogs Tyson Fury in back. If they'd have been in a gay relationship, he would have been arrested for domestic violence.
Listen, it was a disgraceful performance by Tyson Fury. And it's funny because both guys, Fury and Usyk, are kind of backing into this, at one point very anticipated unification bout, because Usyk didn't look great his last time out, and Fury, of course, was an embarrassment.
I'm choking myself here. He didn't look good in his last fight. He dogged it. He dogged it. He should get the Emmy for the best actor on sports television without a doubt. He took that shot to the body, and he went down. And the bottom line is the referee, Mr. Rabone, this and that, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, he and I have got a problem. I don't think he should ever referee again. Listen, when these guys commit gaffes, like the Tony Weeks gaffe with Rolly Romero, they shouldn't work anymore. I mean, there's just like, what do they tell these guys? Golly, you are a bad boy. Put your hand out. Let me spank your hand. I mean, what repercussions are there for guys that commit gaffes like this? These officials, even in football, they get rid of them.
Listen, I mean, I don't want to sound to the extreme, but referees should be treated like a doctor. I mean, how many times does a doctor get a chance to make a mistake, right, before they get sued for malpractice? A referee, same thing. I mean, you have two people's careers in your hands, you know, the livelihoods. And, you know, if making a mistake, you know, saying my bad just doesn't cut it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. I got to tell you this. Oscar De La Hoya's got something out here on Instagram or Twitter, and the bottom line is it says, Shakur versus Haney, how many pay-per-views? I'll answer that story right now. 7.
Wow.
Shakur's
mom.
Shakur's mom, maybe, and you and me. Bottom line is this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Impeccable One, take it away. Ring Talk returns after this break.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances. Slim and none, and Slim's out of town.
I think the wire-haired wonder there, the King of Nap, I'm talking about Don King himself. I think he was talking about Demetrius Andrade. Of course, he hooks it up with David Benavidez. That goes next Saturday on pay-per-view. Before we get to that fight, I want to talk about the 168-pound division in general. I mean, that seems to be hot. We've got David Morrell, the undefeated Cuban. And now we've got a guy coming at us, Diego Pacheco. Last night was a winner, 20-0, 17 KOs. Stopped Marcelo Caceres, who came in at 32-5. Impressive win, no doubt about that. I think that was part of a YouTube broadcast. A lot of hey Sock, are fights all going on YouTube now? I mean, are guys going with live broadcasts? Promoters going with live broadcasts now on YouTube?
Well, yesterday it was on DAZN, but yeah, I mean, streaming is not the future; it's the present. You know, especially with Showtime bowing out. You know, ESPN, there's rumors that they may not be in the boxing business much longer. So,
No. They have as long as the Master Bob's around, I think ESPN will be around. But let's talk about this 168-pound division. Besides Benavidez and Andrade, of course, they're going to hook it up next Saturday. But you've got David Morrell. He's sort of like the unknown comic at 168, another sort of guy with the bag over his head not getting the respect.
I think he's too good for his own good. You know, I think that's the bottom line. David Morrell is really talented. He's got hand speed. He has power. He is a problem, and is probably the best 68. And there's a reason that, you know, Benavidez pulled out of that fight and took Andrade with hopes of eventually finding Canelo Alvarez at the end of the rainbow. He is a really good fighter, but he needs another dance partner. He hasn't been active. And he's someone that you avoid him at all costs.
Okay. Speaking of avoiding, I think a lot of people have avoided David Benavidez, especially Mr. Canelo Alvarez. Of course, he's been the number one contender for like 2.5 years now. But he's going to risk that unbeaten mark against another unbeaten guy, Demetrius Andrade. He's currently a 2.5-1 favorite. November the 25th, coming to us. The 25th, coming to us from Las Vegas on pay-per-view. Of course, I think it's wrong for promoters to keep going after the pay-per-view dollar month after month after month after month. But the bottom line is that is the current status, that is the future, and that's why people steal.
I can't blame them, right? I mean, it's only, you know, we're not in the best economic times. I mean, there's so much entertainment. You know, the entertainment dollar.
Go ahead.
Hey. Huh? Okay, I'm sorry. I thought it lost. I mean, people think twice, right, in terms of the entertainment dollar, right? You know, is it worth it? Not that I'm advocating piracy, but, you know, enough's enough, right? This is a really good fight, and it should be available for free.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I feel you there. As far as fights are concerned, though, it does look like the world is the future of boxing is pay-per-view or stealing. And when you put it down to that, I mean, everybody's going to try to come up with a scam to find some type of streaming device that can get this fighter, get that fighter, or hit the satellite here or hit the satellite there. And I just think and I don't want to say it's corporate greed, but everybody wants to make a buck. But the bottom line is you can't extract this kind of money. It costs $1,300 to be a boxing fan before these guys went to pay-per-view with all these events. I wonder what next year is going to look like, closer to like $3,000 maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you're alienating a fan base, you know, and let's face it, the boxing fan base at its core is an older audience. So if you're putting stuff on streaming, I mean, guys in their 60s and 70s are not too hip on technology. So, you know, and obviously the target audience is not the same for boxing. That 18 to 40-year-old crowd, they're the ones that are hip to the technology, but they're not hip on boxing.
Okay, so you got the Peacock going. You've got, of course, Regis Progress and Devin Haney going on pay-per-view December the 9th. And guess who's on pay-per-view as well? Adrian Broner. I mean, how many people are going to want to buy that? Adrian Broner versus Chris Howard. Chris Howard is a glorified club fighter and not trying to dog Mr. Howard, but that's what he is, and Adrian Broner is like way past his peak. But the bottom line is this is the wire-haired wonder, Don King, the world's greatest promoter, coming at us with a piece of crap.
There's no other way to put it. I mean, it's what it is. I mean, he's looking to get one more last payday out of Adrian Broner, who's still a great character, but definitely his skills are not the same. I like Broner. I hope he does get that one last payday, you know, but him being on pay-per-view is a joke.
Okay, so back to Haney and Shakur. If they put that on pay-per-view, how many fights would that? How many people would buy that? 10?
That's going to be a tough sell. Okay. Yeah, listen.
So is Haney in progress? Is that a tough sell too?
That's another tough sell. I mean, that fight, I don't know why it's not on the zone. I mean, Devin Haney is a talented fighter. Regis Prograis is very talented, exciting fighter, but they don't push that needle. I mean, neither one is Tank. Neither one is Ryan Garcia. So, I mean, I think they'd be lucky if it hits 200.
Okay, Gervonta Davis, of course, to Tank himself, the undefeated lad, that I think is the best pound-for-pound fight right now. Am I wrong in going there? Who is the best fighter in boxing right now? Who do you think?
I think you have to award Terrence Crawford because he really performed at the highest level this year. You know, he did what I expected him to do. So I would have to go Crawford, and then you have
Time out. Even though there's an asterisk next to that being that Errol Spence was a walking dead man?
But that's not Terrence's fault, though. I mean, it was still the biggest fight for him to be made, you know, and he hasn't shown really much slippage, you know, throughout his career. It's either him or Inunue, you know, so the monster.
And do you think he's ever going to come back to the United States and fight in a big fight, or is he going to spend the rest of his career in Japan?
Oh, I think he'll eventually come back. I think there's just too much money to be made. But then again, I mean, he makes a ton fighting in Japan. I think the right opponent, they'll bring him back to Vegas for sure.
Okay. How do you go off promoting? I'm going to go back to Tyson Fury and Oleg Usyk. How do you go back to promoting that as a world heavyweight title fight based on the performance of both guys? I mean, based on the performance of both guys, you would never want to watch. You wouldn't want to pay for that based on Usyk's performance or based on Fury's performance. You wouldn't want to pay for that. I mean, you just wouldn't. So what would motivate me to want to watch that and pay for it?
At least here in the States is a tough sell because, I mean, the Fury and Gano pay-per-view numbers were atrocious.
Wait! Come on! How much were they? How many homes did they do? Tell the truth.
I believe Dave Meltzer reported that it was less than 100. I mean, that's for two guys.
I think he said 56,000 homes.
That is crazy. You know, so Ngannou, who's a star in his own right, wasn't able to bring his star over, you know, to the boxing ring, and Tyson Fury. From all accounts, is just not a likable guy, you know, in the UK. You know, he's a lot of other his contemporaries over there, they don't like him. I mean, Carl Froch takes shots at him all the time.
He's an a-hole.
Apparently that's the case. You know, I mean, he's likable to me. I mean, because he did me a favor. He beat the most boring heavyweight of all time, Vladimir Klitschko. And, you know, he was been in the most exciting trilogy with Deontay Wilder. Okay.
Did Klitschko put boxing in a coffin here as far as heavyweight boxing is concerned? Is that where the interest sort of got lost with a foreign heavyweight champion for a long time there?
A foreign heavyweight champion fights at 3 p.m. on a Saturday. You know, yeah, absolutely. They definitely helped, you know, diminish the allure of the heavyweight championship. Absolutely.
Okay, so bottom line, who's going to win next week? November 25th, Battle of the Unbeatens, Andrade in one corner, of course, David Benavidez in the other.
I'm going to predict Benavidez in a very tough fight. I think Andrade will start off fast. I mean, Andrade is not a bum. I mean, he's 35 years old, but his body is not 35. He hasn't been really in any tough fights. He's tall. I mean, he was always tall at 154. I don't think he's got the punching power to keep Benavidez honest. So I can see kind of a fight like similar to Caleb Plant. You know, I can see Benavidez a late stoppage or just wearing down Andrade.
January 13th, boxing's unbeaten WBC light heavyweight champion, Arthur Beter, with like 19-0, 19 waxing on Callum Smith. Is Callum Smith like one of these Don King guys, slim and none, as far as his chances are concerned?
Yeah, I mean, look, Beterbiev is a beast. You know, he is the best light heavyweight in the world, for my money. But he's older, and from what I understand, from what I'm told, he's all discipline. He's fight, train, religion. Fight, train, religion. That's all. That's his life, you know. But he's almost 40. So. Okay.
You brought up Nanoa Inoue. He's going to take on Marlon Topelius. That's going to be for the undisputed super bantamweight title December the 26th in Japan on ESPN Plus. Has the challenger got any shot there?
Absolutely none. he's gonna get annihilated. That's, you know.
So what are you trying to do? In other words, if you were his family,
it'll be a good Christmas for him.
So are you trying to say
it's
they
a
should
nice
buy?
Payday.
Okay, should they buy disability insurance?
Yeah, not a bad idea. Not a bad idea.
Okay, you have a great week, man. Say hello to your lovely wife, give her a hug, and thank you for the Sunday performance. Of course, you usually appear on Saturday's edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. But Tommy D's got COVID. He didn't take the did he take the vaccine or what?
I think so. Look, everybody in New York, if you wanted to keep your job, you had to take it. So
no, the latest one. But I just took one like a month ago.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. But, you're not.
Speedy,
you got, no, it doesn't look like
speedy recovery to my boy.
Doesn't look like everybody in New York is up on the vaccine. But of course, we want him back next week. He's our shot caller on Sunday. You can go back to Saturdays. But hug the wife, kiss the kids, and we'll talk soon, my brother.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you having me on.
Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, appearing exclusively on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the break.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. That's 800-433-0539. Paid for by Fix My Student Loans.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
He should get a lawyer for that card he's putting on with Adrian Broner. You got to be kidding me. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, the WBC convention taking place, of course, this week across the pond. Mike Tyson is a star without a doubt. I mean, Tyson's a star. Tyson trained Francis Ngannou. Tyson's sort of like taking a little poo-poo and sort of rubbing it in people's faces because he trained Francis Ngannou, right? And now he's over there appearing on the same stage with Tyson Fury and Oleg Usyk. You know, it's got a little smell factor there. You know, there's a little smell factor there. But Mike Tyson's dealing with it. He's been a bit of a gentleman this week without a doubt. But he is a star of the WBC convention, of course. And the big thing coming down to the WBC convention, they're trying to say is that they won't recognize BoxRec. They're going to take away their association with BoxRec.com. Of course, BoxRec.com is a website, in case you don't know. It's a website that rates boxers. And it's a big boxing fraternity, this and that. But the bottom line is it rates boxers and it shows results and it shows upcoming fights, things like that, all around the world. At one point in time, it was ridiculed by some of the record keepers like Ralph Citro and a couple other guys, Dean Lohaus, people like that, ran their own record books. And they criticized BoxRec.com, but BoxRec has come along, and now they are the recognized rating and record group of the Association of Boxing Commissions here in the United States, according to my sources. So the bottom line is they're being ridiculed because they don't want to recognize the 225-pound division or the bridgeweight division. Of course, we're talking about the division between heavyweight and cruiserweight, and that division does need to be there because I'm telling you, guys, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. This is combat sports. If you give up 20 pounds to somebody, that's a lot of weight to give up somebody. I'll tell you like this. When I used to fight at 139, or what the old junior welterweight limit was at amateur, of course, at 139, and I step up to 147, it was like a world of difference. I mean, I got abused at 147. I could beat all the guys down in the valley. You know, the guys look like farmers in this sample. When I got to the National Golden Gloves, I got spanked. Why? Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. So, therefore, I'm a big advocate of this 225-pound division. Not everybody is, but I am. And I tell you why, because guys like, Oleg Usyk is probably going to fight. Look, he's going to go down February 17th, of course, against Tyson Fury. But if this was real life and it wasn't boxing wasn't basically the WWE right now, Tyson Fury is the WWE champion. That's the best way to describe him as heavyweight champion. He's like the World Wrestling Entertainment champion. He's a farce. He's a total fraud. Nothing can be further from being the heavyweight champion of the world than Tyson Fury. Nothing. Nothing and nobody. I haven't seen a guy disgrace the belt as bad as he has in a long time. At least when you get your ass whooped, at least admit, you know what? I got my ass kicked here tonight. I should probably just give this guy an immediate rematch. Wait. But if you said that, you would have to give the guy props because the guy had never fought before. I mean, Francis Ngannou never had a professional boxing match before, and he had a torn ACL in one leg. So they replayed. He was walking. He was on one foot. Essentially, on one strong foot, and still he kicked Tyson Fury's ass. Everybody knows it. 6-3, one in rounds. If you want to score the fight, six rounds for Francis. One was a 10-8 round, three rounds for Tyson Fury, and one round was even. But the bottom line is, at the end of the night, there was no doubt in anybody's mind who had won that fight, except for those two myopic judges that were ringside. One had it 96-93 for Tyson Fury. The other had it 95-94. Both these guys should have been arrested before they left the arena. I mean, there should have been people there with handcuffs to handcuff these judges. Instead, they'll probably get new assignments next week. They probably got assignments already. Because you know why? They went along with the boxing establishment. And you know what? I bet you the WBC and everybody's going to get hot about me saying this. But the bottom line is, listen, you guys are bringing boxing down. You just are. You perpetrated this fraud with this MMA guy. The MMA guy kicks the heavyweight champion of the world's ass, and then you don't recognize it. And you give him a number 10 ranking. Wait, who else has knocked down the heavyweight champion of the world and the top nine, the other nine guys? Name some of those guys. Who else has knocked down Tyson Fury? Who else has kicked Tyson Fury's ass like that? Who else in the other nine guys that you've rated above Francis Ngannou? Tell me that. Tell me, which one of those guys have knocked Tyson Fury down? Which one? None of them. Absolutely none. None. Okay? And then Francis Ngannou comes along, oh, a big underdog, never had a boxing match before. This is supposed to be like, you know, a one-sided boxing exhibition the whole 9 yards. Yeah, if it was one-sided, it was a boxing exhibition, guess what? Tyson Fury didn't get the role, didn't get the script because he lost big time. Without a doubt, he lost big time. His stock value plummeted, and now you're going to try to get us to pay like $80 in February to watch him and Oleg Usyk fight, and Oleg Usyk just punked it out with Daniel Dubois. I mean, come on. That was it. Listen, I've been hitting the body before a lot of times. I had 52 fights. Been hitting the gym by guys like Wilfred Benitez hit me, cracked me in the body. So I've been cracked to the body, okay? Nobody goes down by severe body shots, okay, unless you get caught with a really, really super clean shot. Gusek got hurt by Joshua, I think, with the body. I think it was when it happened early on. And, of course, he gets dropped in this fight by Daniel Dubois. At the end of the night, that fight stunk real bad, okay? At the end of the night, Tyson Fury and Francis Ngannou stunk real bad. So it's like voting here in the United States sometimes. You know, when you walk into a voting booth, they say you got Democrats and Republicans and Independents. Sometimes you go into the voting booth and you have to hold your nose because it stinks so bad. Well, right now, the heavyweight division stinks that bad. It just does. I mean, the young man from Cincinnati, of course, the heavyweight Hope, he just got arrested for drunk driving and having a gun in his car. I mean, what the hell was he thinking? What are these guys thinking? Why does a heavyweight boxer or a heavyweight or anybody need a gun? I mean, Earl Spence, when he got tossed out of that car at 150 miles an hour about 2 years ago, right? He had a $10,000 gold-plated gun in the car with him. I mean, what does that make you? The king of the hood? What do you need a $10,000 gun for? What does Earl Spence need a gun for? Speaking of Earl Spence, I hope he doesn't fight Terrence Crawford ever again. Of course, they're talking about doing that again in December, but they really haven't got a date. Now they're talking about January, February. The bottom line is, you know, Earl Spence should take the money he made and just, like, walk away. Because you made a lot of money, and you're not worth it anymore. You're just not a world-class fighter anymore. The reflexes aren't there. The pop's not there. You can't stand up. Your coordination's not there. There was obvious brain damage. I've seen these doctors claim that Earl Spence is suffering from neurological damage. No, really? I mean, you don't have to be a doctor to figure that one out. When you saw the bleeding of the brain, of course, I'm talking about the internal brain bleeds when he had that concussion, he was thrown out of that car. Because when there's blood around the eyeballs, that means you've had some type of a brain bleed. Okay, and his brain was bleeding pretty bad. He almost died. Talk about Earl Spence. And had Earl Spence been hurt like that in a boxing match, he would be banned for life. But no, he got hurt in a car accident, so it's wink, wink. We won't give him a full exam. We'll give him a boxing exam, and that's what they did. I don't think they did they didn't send him to the Mayo Clinic. They didn't send him to any specialist or anything like that. They said, can you pass a boxing physical? And, of course, he says, okay, let me pull out my testicles and show you, because that's what a boxing physical is all about, pulling out your testicles and going, and coughing. That's what a boxing physical is. That's it. Oh, you're okay. I never understood it. They said you're trying to check for a hernia. Like, they check for a hernia right before a fight. But the bottom line is, that's what they used to do to us. That was a boxing physical. So that's the type of physical, I think, that the Nevada State Athletic Commission put Earl Spence under, because they couldn't have put him under a medical battery of neurological tests. Had they done so, I don't think they would have been able to license him. Just like Muhammad Ali, of course, and I bring this up time and time again, but October 2nd, 1980, of course, is when he and Larry Holmes went 10 rounds. Of course, Larry Holmes beat him like a drum. But the bottom line is, Muhammad Ali was a walking dead man going into that fight. He couldn't take his finger and touch his nose. 10 different times they asked him at the Mayo Clinic or the Cleveland Clinic, can't remember which one it was, the Mayo or the Cleveland Clinic, to touch his nose 10 times with his hands. You're watching me on WBC TV. You can see this. I mean, even I could touch my finger to my nose, but he couldn't do it in 10 tries. And yet they licensed him to fight Larry Holmes, the world heavyweight champion, who was much younger, much stronger, much faster, undefeated. Can I say, they lined Ali up for the slaughter. Of course, he got $8 million for that, right? No. Don King only gave him $4 million. Get this. He shied him the $4 million, and Don can't deny this. Don shied Muhammad Ali the extra, he gave him $4 million, supposed to be $8 million. Okay, the other $4 million you told, hey, listen, man, I got broke. The closed circuit didn't go well, because back in those days it wasn't pay per view; it was closed circuit TV. What you did was you went to a movie theater or a gymnasium and watched the fight on the big screen. So he tried to tell Ali that the closed circuit numbers were really bad. In all actuality, the closed circuit numbers were really good. So Don King made a lot of money on that fight, but he shorted Muhammad Ali $4 million. But he told Ali, and Ali, this is how confused and damaged Ali was above the shoulders, is that he convinced Ali, after getting beat by Larry Holmes the way he did, that he can get him another title fight. So he said, you know what, I'll let you pass. And Ali says, okay, I'll give you a pass on the $4 million you get me another title fight. I kid you not, that's how much Muhammad Ali wanted to fight for the title. Think about that. Brain damage, 38 years old, 39 years old, yet Don King pulled a fast one on him. Of course, $8 million. I thought we'd ride off in the sunset with $8 million. Of course, that. And when I saw him that next day after the Holmes fight, you know, I went into the press conference. It was the first time I ever met him, and it was October 3rd, 1980, and I walked into the room. I think Frank Sinatra was there, and I walk into the room, and I see him, and he's got sunglasses on. He doesn't look good, and he's all beat up. He's got black eyes and all this kind of stuff. So I walked up to the dice, and after the press conference was over, and I asked him for an autograph, and I started crying. And he said to me, you know, time out. Don't cry for me. I'll be okay. But he wasn't okay. He wasn't okay before the fight. He wasn't okay after the fight. He was never okay. He probably should have never fought after the 1974, of course, the Thriller in Manila. Of course, him and Joe Frazier going 14 rounds, of course, over there in the Philippines. And, of course, the referee finally stopping the fight. And actually, not the referee, but Eddie Futch in Joe Frazier's corner, admitting to Joe, say, you've got nothing to be ashamed of, son, but I'm going to stop this fight right now. And he stopped this fight. But both those guys should have quit at that point in time. Instead, Muhammad Ali was back in the ring 3.5-4 months later. He was back in training less than 60 days later, because the Muslims that ran Muhammad Ali, Herbert Muhammad and those guys, were the greediest bastards on earth. I'm sorry, I hate to say it. You guys are going to get upset for me throwing dirt at the Nation of Islam, but they were the worst managers in the history of boxing. They just were. I mean, why would you put Muhammad Ali after having the spit kicked out of him? When I say spit on the show, I mean spit with an H. I mean, come on. He told me that was the closest he ever came to death. Whoa. That's what he told me. I said, what did Joe Frazier? He goes, the third Joe Frazier fight? He goes, it was the closest I ever came to death. He goes, I thought I was going to die. He goes, I told him to cut the gloves off in the corner. Cut the gloves off. I'm done. I don't want to go no more. And then I look over, and they were signaling like this that the fight was over in Frazier's corner, because Eddie Futch had stopped the fight. But had Eddie Futch not stopped the fight, I didn't want to go after that next round. I didn't want to. That's what Muhammad Ali told me. So it was a close thing to death for both guys. Of course, Joe Frazier would go on and get beat up a couple more times. Ali would go on and, God, you know, it just wasn't worthy for Muhammad Ali to continue. The Leon Spinks fight, of course, he lost the first Leon Spinks fight. Lost to a virtual novice. Leon Spinks was 9-0. He was, whoa, but he was an Olympic gold medalist. Listen, Leon couldn't fight much. Leon had that gold medal. That was about it. Leon had a good scowl on his face and his gold medal. You want to talk about the Spinks brothers being able to fight? The only one that could really fight was the other gold medalist from 1976, the former light heavyweight and heavyweight champion of the world. Talk about Michael Spinks. But Leon Spinks, come on. When Ali lost to him, and then Ali comes back and beats him in a rematch and barely beats him, and he looks like, oh, God, I mean, that was hard for me to watch. I was watching it on TV, and it was hard for me to watch. It was like somebody was imitating Muhammad Ali. I don't need to see that. At this point in time, I think in boxing, we've got somebody imitating Tyson Fury. Because a few years ago, of course, the Deontay Wilder fights, he showed us he can fight. Guess what? There's no more fight left in Tyson Fury. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. Your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide coming up. Of course, go to, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. 4 p.m. Eastern Time. We will talk with the main man as far as Cutmaster is concerned, Jake Stitch Duran. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Good old Puff Daddy. They don't call him Puff Daddy for nothing. We were in London. He's smoking weed in London. Weed was illegal in London at the time, but he was hanging out with the Rolling Stones, so I guess he can do whatever he wants. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, this is hour number one of two, coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studios on WBC-TV as well. Of course, the fight of the week was not the Shakur Stevenson fight. It was the Emmanuel Navarrete-Robinson-Canseco fight. Of course, Canseco, the 2016 Olympic gold medalist from Brazil, the guy that got the shaft, should have got the elevator, but got the shaft against Oscar Valdez a couple years ago. 17-2-1, 8 KOs. His problem is he can't punch. Emmanuel Navarrete and he, the WBA 130-pound 130-pound champion, battled to a 12-round draw. Navarrete now 38-1-1, 31 KOs, of course. The scores were 113-113. In other words, two judges had it stone cold even, and one judge had it 114-112. Canseco got dropped a couple of times with body shots. I mean, this was all about body shots. Pretty good boxing strategy back and forth. One guy was boxing to the head, the other guy was boxing to the body. The bottom line is they will probably do it again in a rematch, but that was Thursday night, of course, at the T-Mobile Arena. And after, speaking of the T-Mobile Arena, did you hear the people booing after the third or fourth round, and then they left by the fourth or fifth round? I mean, Socrates Palmer said they waited until the seventh or eighth round. No, they were leaving by the fifth round. In other words, the bottom line is people came to see excitement. Guess what? They didn't come to see Shakur Stevenson. What did he land? 19 power shots in 12 rounds? And the other guy landed 14 power shots in 12 rounds? I mean, come on, man. That's 33 right hands in 12 rounds. Basically, that's our two southpaws go the other way. But 30, that's 33 left hands in 12 rounds for both guys. So you wonder why the fight sucked, and you wonder why Shakur Stevenson's stock has dropped so mightily. Of course, a couple of weeks ago, we said, oh, maybe he's the pound-for-pound heir apparent. Not after this past Thursday night. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. We're getting down to hour number two, of course, coming up after the racist bias news. here on Sports Byline. I hope you don't listen to that, but the bottom line is in 6 minutes we come back with hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you on the same station, same channel, straight up. Stay tuned for hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, emanating from the Sports Byline studios in San Francisco, California.
I'm Laura Winters. We begin this hour with a look at politics. A new Fox News poll of registered voters weighing in on who they would vote for if the election were held today. 40% say they would vote for former President Trump. 33% say they'd vote for current President Joe Biden. Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. getting 13% of the vote. West Virginia Senator Democrat Joe Manchin at 5%. And Green Party candidate Jill Stein at 4%. Meanwhile, some Americans with other political tickets on their mind. USA's John Schaefer on the story.
There is an online petition urging Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Joe Manchin of West Virginia to form a bipartisan presidential ticket. The draft Romney-Manchin committee initiated the petition, emphasizing the need for leaders who can bridge political extremes. The objective is to encourage the No Labels Convention in Dallas to nominate Romney for president and Manchin for vice president.
To the Middle East now, where the IDF rejecting calls for a ceasefire and moves troops deeper into Gaza, soldiers finding the bodies of two Israeli women who were being held hostage near Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza and returning their bodies to the Holy Land for funerals. This as well-coordinated anti-Israel protests taking place in major U.S. cities, at least 40 protesters arrested at the University of Michigan after they stormed a school building. Scary times in Iceland, where fears of a massive volcano loom, scientists busy monitoring cracks in the Earth's surface, which they say are getting noticeably bigger by the day. Many roads now closed, and people who live and work there evacuating.
The timescale is such that we need to be prepared for an eruption happening within the coming week or even up to a month.
This professor with the University of Iceland sitting down with the Daily Record. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you've paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
We're working side by side to combat arms trafficking, to combat tackle organized crime, and to address the opioid epidemic, and including fentanyl, which when we talk privately, I want to tell you about my great conversation with Xi Jinping on that issue.
As illegal aliens continue to walk right into our country from Mexico, President Biden sitting down with the president of that country for a one-on-one meeting.
Nothing is beyond our reach, in my view. I really mean it. When Mexico and the United States stand together and work together as we've been doing.
Now, as for the potentially deadly fentanyl pouring in over the southern border, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says China reportedly has agreed to a crackdown. Here's Blinken.
Not only did they publish a notice to all of their companies that this is forbidden, they've actually taken concrete action to take down companies that were engaged in this practice. This is going to have a clear and positive impact on communities across our country.
Blinken there in an interview with ABC News. He also discussed the Israeli hostages being held by Hamas terrorists.
All I can tell you is We're focused on this intensely. Look, I'm hopeful that we can bring people home.
The Israeli military finding weapons and ammunition stashed throughout the hospital and behind an MRI machine. It's believed more than 200 Israelis still being held. They were kidnapped back on October 7th as Hamas slaughtered 1,200 Jews at a festival and multiple kibbutzes. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. That's 800-433-0539. Paid for by Fix My Student Loans.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
Pedro Fernandez.
He will be mine in round 9, and if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to 4.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million-dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number 2 coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. In case you don't know, I'm an award-winning writer and a former Golden Glove champion, so supposedly I know a little bit about boxing, but guess what? The average fan knows a little bit more, so straight up, that's why I open up the toll-free at the top of each hour. 1-800-878-7529. You want to join me on the toll-free here on the air? You can. 1-800-878-7529. In this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, we're going to Vegas. Of course, Vegas is going to be the spot next Saturday when David Benavidez, of course, defends that undefeated title of his and undefeated mark against the equally unbeaten Demetrius Andrade. When I say undefeated title, he was the WBC 168-pound champion at one point in time. And of course, he failed to make weight, and they took the title away from him. They gave it to Canelo Alvarez. And guess what? Canelo doesn't want to spell. He can't spell David Benavidez, let alone want to fight him. So the bottom line is I don't think Canelo and David Benavidez have a future together. I think Canelo will find a way out. He'll go to Dimitri Bivol, something like that. But the bottom line is Canelo Alvarez, of course, stick a fork in him. I think it's time that he is done. Of course, Otto Wallen is going to be hooking up with Anthony Joshua. What's the story with that? I mean, Anthony Joshua, of course, the former, at one point in time, the 2012 Olympic gold medalist. I mean, he was a guy I thought had all the skills, right? Didn't have the stones, didn't have the intestinal fortitude, didn't have the balls. The bottom line is he's going to take on Otto Wallen. Of course, I think Tyson Fury whacked him around a few years ago. The bottom line is he's a German guy that can't fight a lick. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. One of my guests this hour will be Jacob Stitch-Duran, coming to us from Sin City, Las Vegas, the cut man of the stars. Of course, the guy that Dana White, he told Dana White to go get you know what. That's why I love Stitch. Straight up, Stitch tells it like it is. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Impeccable one, take it away.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there.
until you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to RipGripPro.com. That's RipGripPro.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Coming back with a little Tower of Power, the soul side of town, no doubt about that. You know, I don't listen to the commercials in this show because most of them are like racist and politically biased and propaganda and all that kind of good stuff. And I can say that because I do. Anyway, but that's the way I feel. So anyway, bottom line is I had one commercial in there about missing children. I'll tell you about a little bit about missing children. In February 10th, 1984, I was working a detail call. I think it was called 3 Charlie 36, and it was a plainclothes unit. And we were assigned to, as an SF policeman, we were assigned to red light bandits. In other words, people were pulling up at red lights and getting robbed in, here in San Francisco. So we were in the part of the red light bandit detail. So I walk into Northern Station that night, and I see this mom and this mom and the father there, the mother and the father there. They were Kevin Collins' mother and father. He was like the first real missing child as far as nationally of note. He was the first one. Of course, that went down, as I said, February 10th, 1984. I'll never forget that we didn't know how to respond. In other words, they told us, hey, there's a kid missing. We all looked at each other like, huh? Yeah, I mean, because there wasn't a strategy, or there was no way to really, I couldn't put it, but just, we weren't really into missing kids back in the 1980s, but that's just the way police work has come, of course, come a long way since then. But the bottom line is Kevin Collins was never found. Now, let's talk about the 135-pound division, of course, in boxing lightweight division. At one point in time, man, a couple of months ago, we were thinking, hey, this is the stuff. I mean, you got Gervonta Davis, 29 and zip, like 27 knockouts. Devin Haney, of course, 30-0. Devin Haney stinks to join out, though. He's 25 years old. And the bottom line is he hasn't had an exciting fight maybe since an altercation with maybe one of his girlfriends. Shakur Stevenson coming off that snooze fest. this past Thursday night. He's 26 years old, 21 in Zip. We thought he was the heir apparent to greatness. Turned out to be not so great. Anyway, Vasyl Lomachenko, the guy that got shafted against the champion Devin Haney, of course, a few months ago. He another guy that deserved to have the penthouse apartments, got the elevator shaft instead. Of course, I thought he won 115, 113. The judges thought the other way. I think one judge, Dave Moretti, I think if my mind serves me correctly, he had a 116, 112, or 8-4 for the other guy. I'm talking about Devin Haney. There's no way Devin Haney won that fight. Not in my mind. I mean, we're not talking about like a robbery where somebody said, oh my God, you put a gun to his head and stole the fight. But if you broke it down over 12 rounds, there's no way Vasyl Lomachenko didn't win 7 of those rounds of the 12 rounds. Just the way it is. As far as the rest of the lightweight division is concerned, of course, Jermaine Ortiz, we tried to get him on the show. He's 17-1, 27 years old out of Massachusetts. Frank Martin seems to be the guy that seems to be taking a little bit of a note. He seems to be getting some play. Frank Martin, of course, comes to us out of Indianapolis. In the end, he's 28 years old, 18 in Zip. The rest of the top 10, not too happy with it. Isaac Cruz, I think Pitbull Cruz, 25-2-1, 25 KOs. He's like a fat bantamweight fighting at lightweight. I'm sorry, this is the way I see it. Come on, man, get disciplined, get down the weight. Bottom line is, I think he could fight much better if he was fighting at a lighter weight than he does at 135. But I think the money's at 135, and I think that's what kept him at 135. Of course, George Kambosos at number 10 as far as boxer is concerned. And of course, nowhere in the top 10 or the top 15 or the top 20 is Ryan Garcia. And of course, Ryan Garcia talking all that smack, wanting to do his thing, of course, against the best lightweights in the world. Got different trainers. Now he's showing his stuff off as far as punching the mitts and that kind of good stuff. Listen, don't get impressed when people punch the mitts impressively. Don't. I mean, it shows they got a decent technique. But guess what? You're not hitting somebody. Somebody's not hitting your back. It's like the bag, okay? You don't get credit for bag work. At the end of the day, Ryan Garcia is still on my spit list. I think he always will. I don't think he can ever redeem himself. He just can't. He's talking about this. He's talking about that. He's talking about guys that he shouldn't be talking about, because the bottom line is he should be trying to redeem himself in a ring. Okay, I don't think he can ever do it, but I think that should be the attempt. Instead, he's like criticizing other people like, hey, I'm Ryan the God, you know, the king of Instagram. Just said, listen, man, you were some punk-ass dude from L.A. that we thought you could fight. Okay, at the end of the day, you couldn't fight. Couldn't fight much at all. Of course, you had the interactions with Joe Goosen. I talked about that earlier. Joe Goosen being a Hall of Fame trainer in my mind. I mean, I've known Joe since the 1980s, if not the 1980s. So the bottom line is, I mean, he had Michael Nunn, the world middleweight champion, world light heavyweight champion. Of course, had the Ruelas brothers, both Gabriel and I can't think of the other guy's name right now. But the bottom line is, he had both Ruelas brothers. What I'm trying to tell you, Rafael. But the bottom line is, Joe Goosen, I thought, was man enough and macho enough and had enough intestinal fortitude and toughness that he wouldn't let Ryan Garcia walk all over him. Well, Ryan Garcia did whatever the hell he wanted. This is the way it was. I mean, what can I say? Like, when training a fighter is a collaboration between your father, you're the trainer, and the fighter, we got major, major problems. Of course, that's just the way it went down. But 135 pounds, Edwin De Los Santos, give him some credit for the other night, but the bottom line is, at the end of the day, nobody's really looking good at 135. Why is that? Except Gervonta Davis. The Tank is looking good. The Tank is beating everybody in front of him. The Tank, of course, everybody thought that I thought the Tank would be in for a rough roll with Brian Garcia. He wasn't. Of course, he stopped him in the seventh round. Garcia down in rounds 2 and 7. At the end of the day, I think Ryan Garcia's career is over. Now, let's talk about the 140-pound division, because that's happening as well. Of course, we're talking about junior welterweights. Teofimo Lopez, is he the champ at 140? Well, he beat Josh Taylor. Was it Josh Taylor? Is that his name? He beat the 140-pound champion, yeah, Josh Taylor. Of course, he beat him handily. Of course, before that, he struggled with that guy, Sandor Martin. After that fight, of course, he barely won that fight. 95-94, 96-93, and 97-92 Teofimo Lopez. That was in December 2022. And he said after the fight, they caught him on camera saying, do I still have it? Do I still have it? Well, the fight with Josh Taylor proves that he does have it. Or is Josh Taylor that weak? I mean, I never thought much of Josh Taylor. I was always blew my mind that Rageous Progress went over there and lost to Josh Taylor like he did. It wasn't a one-sided fight or anything like that. But when you fight in other guys' countries, spit happens. And spit on the show is spelled with an H, straight up, of course. 140 pounds, we go Teofimo Lopez, number one. Progress, of course, going December the 9th with Devin Haney here in San Francisco. Guess what? They've sold 12 tickets. I take that back. They've sold 18 tickets. I checked Ticketron, Ticketmaster, whatever they call it. Bottom line is, they sold about 18 tickets. Nobody knows the fight's here. Nobody. I went into the gym the other day. You know what they said to me? Oh, yeah, he's fighting? So doesn't that create a buzz around here? I mean, because when I was fighting, and I was in the gym, if we heard like whoa, someone did, well, we were pumped. We were all pumped. Boxing events pumped us up. Real boxing events. I guess Rage's Progress and Devin Haney is not coming across as a real boxing event. Of course, Rage's Progress said 29-1, one loss to Josh Taylor. And they're in the background probably is Teofimo Lopez. I mean, after that beating he put down to Josh Taylor, of course, Josh Taylor having problems making 140 pounds. I always thought that Josh Taylor was overrated, but Teofimo beat on him like a drum. That wasn't even a fair fight. Poor Josh Taylor. He took a hell of a beating. The rest of the 140-pound division, of course, the aforementioned Ryan Garcia is at 140 pounds. And this guy, Gary Antoine Russell. I mean, they got like 19 Gary Russells. I mean, it's like, listen, the president of our network is the man who runs the network here is Darren Peck, okay? So check this out. When you're on the radio and you listen to the radio driving around the car, driving around the city, you turn on KCBS, which is the all-news channel, right? And you hear Darren Peck doing the weather. It ain't the same Darren Peck. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't the same Darren Peck. So with Gary Antoine Russell, it's like this is like the 19th Gary Russell, and they're all related. I can't figure it out. Bottom line is, I guess you can. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, Gary Russell is ranked now at 140 pounds, 17-0, 17 knockouts. Of course, I think his father or his uncle or his brother or somebody retired as WBC champion. It's like the most. We never saw him. Like the guy fought like once or twice a year, once every couple of years. They let him keep the WBC title, but for some reason. But the bottom line is, this kid's supposedly able to fight. 17-0, 17 wax. Gary Antoine Russell. We'll see if he can fight. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. NMA. We're going to take an early break. We're bringing in Stitch Duran after that. Of course, Stitch is the cut man to the stars, be it in the world of mixed martial arts or boxing. He is a man, no doubt about that, and he's got lots of stories. Straight up, Stitch Duran next up on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation.
What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Listen, I'm not scared of these guys. These guys think they intimidate me, and they think that they're scared. Oh, well, if they're scared, that's all I know. I'm going to bring the pain to them. And that's all it is. Then we go see how tough you are. Tough guy. I like tough guys. All the time in prison, I always ran these guys. They were tough. When they were in, they ain't tough. When they get confronted, they ain't tough. When I bring that pain to them, they ain't tough. They ain't never. They think they know they've been around crazy niggas. Oh, no. They don't know one. They don't know a crazy nigga. No, they really don't.
Check it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're trying to hook up with Jacob Stitcheran in Las Vegas, Nevada, as I speak. Of course, my producer is working on that. Of course, the upcoming matches Saturday night in Las Vegas, the T-Mobile Arena. Of course, I think the place will be sold out. Yeah, right. Bottom line is, it'll be Thanksgiving weekend. I just don't think this fight's going to go off at all. Why would you put it in an arena that holds like almost 18 or 20,000 people when you realize it's probably going to draw about 1,800 people? And why do I say that? I'm not trying to put down David Benavidez or his ability to draw anything like that, but putting him and Demetrius Andrade on a big card the day, I don't know, and putting it on pay-per-view, I think that's a bit of a stretch. I really do. I think it's a bit of a stretch. And the fact that, they, you know, there's no, how can I put this? It doesn't take... It takes a whole lot of gall, I think, to put these cards on pay-per-view. It just does. I mean, at the end of the day, boxing needs to go back to some type of regular television. I'm not talking about 2, 4, 5, or 7, ABC, CBS, or NBC, but something needs to be done because the pay-per-view world, more people will be stealing boxing and finding ways to steal it than to pay for it, and that's what they are starting by going pay-per-view all the way. Straight up, let's take it to Las Vegas and bring in boxing and MMA's premier cut man, the cut man to the stars, Mr. Jacob Stitcheran. The first thing I got to ask you is, how's your lovely wife?
Well, you know what? She just said she's doing great. She said, you tell Pedro I said thanks for the compliment. So I read her what you sent me. She sends her love also.
That's good. Let's talk about the boxing scene right now, Jake. Tyson Fury gets beat by an MMA guy making his pro debut. Daniel Dubois drops Oleg Usyk with a body shot. And either that might have been a TKO, the fight should have been over. Something was smelly about that. I mean, and now these two guys are engaged in a fight, and they're promoting this fight, and Tyson Fury is all involved, and Mike Tyson's all involved. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, sort of the heavyweight division is sort of like voting nowadays in the United States. You got to hold your nose.
Yeah. You know, the economics have changed tremendously, Pedro, and that's where the whole thing falls in. The social media is the thing that's big right now. And these guys are jumping on the wagon. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's about making the money and not getting hurt.
Yeah, I guess so. But, you know, boxing is...
Yeah.
Boxing's had a bad year. Ryan Garcia and Gervonta Davis was the most watched fight of the year. Of course, that failed miserably as far as Ryan Garcia was concerned, getting stopped in the seventh round after being dropped in both rounds 2 and 7. Either he went into the fight hurt or he took a dive, one or the other. Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence was a one-sided route when Errol Spence came in looking like Muhammad Ali in 1980 against Larry Holmes. And then, of course, the heavyweight champion fails miserably against a guy making his pro debut. I mean, what does that say about the sport right now?
Well, you know, I think you're going to have those ups and downs. And, you know, regarding the fight with Francis, I knew it was going to be tough for him because, number one, the MMA guys, their pain threshold is a little bit higher than a boxer because they get shots from everywhere. So I knew he was going to be able to take some shots and get some shots. He's a big heavyweight.
Yeah, that pain threshold stuff, that's a, I'll go back to it. I think that MMA should be banned, or at least some parts of MMA should be banned, especially when you can hit a guy when he's down. Because when I hit a guy when he was standing up, his head went backwards. I never in my life, even in all them street fights I had here in the city, I never hit a guy when he was down. I just couldn't do it. I mean, if you hit it, I mean, what's going to happen if you hit a guy and he's on the ground or he's on the canvas or he's on the octagon floor, whatever you want to call it, and you hit him, what the only thing that's going to absorb the punch is his skull and his brains inside. So I'm so down on this. And yeah, Dana gets away with it week after week. Nobody's saying anything.
I'm with you 100%, and I've been with you 100%. That's what they call the ground and pound. And, you know, Dan Henderson, when he knocked out Michael Bisping, you know, Fedor, you guys, they don't know where they're at. You know, they asked me what happened. I said, you got knocked out. I have to tell them three times, Pedro, because they have to, their body, their minds have to re-register, I guess. And, but yeah, it's not necessary. And a lot of these guys, when they go down, they already, the fighter knows that they're knocked out. And that's one that I think that's a rule that they should implement. And the slap, that slapping people the shit out of, slapping people is that sport itself, not even a sport. You know, it's a mainstream thing to get to dementia, pugilistic. And that bothers me.
Let me talk about the slapping part of it, okay? Listen, these guys are lucky that my mother is not still alive. And I'm going to tell you why. Because one time she caught me cutting school. I kid you not. I was cutting school in like the 7th or 8th grade, and we're like playing at a construction site over where I'm like 13, 14 years old. And I hear, Pete, Pete. And I say to myself, you know, that sounds like my mother, but it's 11 o'clock. My mother should be at work, right? My mother was standing there in high heels. I got off this tractor and went down there, and she hit me so hard that my ear rang for 3 days. Okay, I mean, that's how hard she slapped. So my mother, yeah. My mother could hook slap, man. So, yeah. I'm sorry, as far as slapping, so she would have been the slapping champion. But I'm not into this. And if I could slap Dana, that would be cool.
Yeah, take the pain, right?
Yeah, I mean, come on. Listen, you know, listen, Dana White, you and I both have to give him credit for the money he's made. And the fact he's made a whole lot of money. He's made the Fertittas a lot of money. But he's made the money. He's made money exploiting human beings. And when I say that, people say to me, oh, man, you used to hang around with Don King. I said, well, Don King got nothing on Dana. I mean, Dana White got nothing. I mean, you know what I'm trying to say. Don King is like an angel almost compared to Dana White.
Yeah, you know, Dana has a little bit more close one-on-one because they were all under his umbrella. And Don King, you know, not everybody was under his umbrella. So if he wanted to, you know, fight the UFC, that's why a lot of guys still, till now, they don't care about the economics. And, you know, and I think they were doing a survey. Every major sport, they're doing like a 50-50 split, 40-60, whatever. And the UFC is like 13%.
I was about to say 90-10, but that's about 87-13. That's as close as you can get there. And yet these guys, they're dying to fight at 35 and 40,000 bucks to go out there and get destroyed. I mean, some of these guys, oh boy, I get to go here, or I get to go there, or I get to go to another town because they're from the Midwest. I get to go maybe across the pond. Man, the travel ain't worth it. I mean, good Lord, you see the beatings these guys take. And after one of those beatings, Stitch, I've talked to some of these guys. And it ain't the same. You talked about guys wake up in another world, but I've talked to these guys. I mean, Chuck Liddell was considered like one of the best UFC fighters of all time, but yet you never see him being interviewed on television, do you?
No, and I saw him one time, and yeah, he was real slurring his speech. And you're right, Pedro, because MMA, I've been out of, you know, the UFC for like 8, I'm going to go 9 years.
Right on. Time out. First of all, we love you for that because you told Dana White. People say, oh, no, Stitch got fired from the UFC. No, Stitch didn't get fired from the UFC. Stitch told the UFC to go get mucked. And he told Dana White to go get mucked. And that's the way it went down. So that's for the record. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, and it's funny that the fights I did over the weekend, Luis Doria, that used to train Anderson Silva and all these top fighters, was working with Hobson Consensual when I was working with him. He gave me the best compliment during the bubble and COVID. He came up to me, and I haven't seen him in 8 years, Pedro. He says, Steech, we the fighters, the coaches, we thank you for speaking up because we couldn't. I told him in the dressing room Saturday or Thursday, I said, look, man, I could die after hearing that comment from me because I did what I did, and it became good for everybody.
How can somebody get away with 13%? I mean, let me tell you, I'll say it again. I knew pimps in San Francisco. I won't name them, but I knew pimps when I was a cop here in San Francisco. Pimps could not get away with giving some girl 13%. It couldn't get away with it.
Right. Yeah.
And yet Dana's got these guys lined up. I mean, has anybody ever thought about trying to represent these guys, the union? Were you the one that was talking about putting the union together for MMA fighters?
Well, yeah, you know, like I said, about 23 years ago, I put this documentary together, and I showed it to you.
That was a great one.
But I never did nothing with it. Well, this young kid that helped me just passed away about 6 months ago.
Ooh.
And I saw it again, Pedro, it was like 20 years since I showed it to you. Uh-huh. I looked at it, and I have everybody in it are all Hall of Famers. Some are dead, Mills Lane, Chuck Bodak, Emmanuel Stewart. You know, some are still strong, Mike Tyson, Fernando Vargas, you know, Richard Steele, Joe Cortez. But we discussed all these issues. So I want to bring that back and bring out the causes and do current interviews with current people in MMA and in boxing and find out how come this hasn't changed.
You know,
and Joe Louis's daughter, George Barrow, said it best at the end of the film is, you know, why not boxing? Every other major sport has pension plans, health insurance, and all that. Why not boxing? So.
It's
happening, bro. It's going to happen.
Yeah, you brought up Mills Lane, my broadcast partner. Of course, that's when he passed away. We were part of Let's Get It On Boxing, me, him, and Al Bernstein, working for Tony Holden out of Oklahoma. But the bottom line is, Mills and I used to run together. You know, I'm still running, but Mills and I used to run together, and he used to outrun me. I'm not kidding you. The guy was like 30 years older. The guy would outrun. I kid you not.
Yeah. Hey, in this interview, he said, look at me. I still get up at 0500 hours and I do my road work. You know, he was a beast.
He does because I remember one time I said to him, I'll run with you. And I said to myself, I'll run with you. Like I was looking down on him, this and that, right? He ran me into the ground, Stitch. It wasn't even, I really had to work to stay with him. I super had to work to stay with him. And I'm saying to myself, you know what? He's schooling me. Is he just like on speed or something? Like, what's going on here with this old man? But he was amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Marine all the way, man. And yeah, and I got, you're talking about Tony Holden. I got pieces with him and Mills together. So, yeah, that was he's a classic man.
Stitch, can you hold on after a break? We'll do a couple more minutes before I let you go.
Sure, whatever.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA on the line from Las Vegas. Sin City's very own. Sin City has them now, but we used to have them here in Northern California. It was Oroville, right?
Yeah, Fairfield and Backville. You know, it's
Fairfield, Oroville, all that. Listen, that place. Yeah. Bottom line is
Oakland.
Those places were famous for one thing: hamburgers and Stitch Duran. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. And our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine and More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice. So many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat. Grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Stitch, that's the Tower of Power. You remember Tower of Power, don't you?
Yeah, of course I do, 100%.
That's my boy. That's one of the latest albums that came out about 3 or 4 years ago. The lead singer was like 25 years old. You know how long he lasted with 70-year-old bandmates, right? About 3 months.
We cash bump checks.
Yeah, remember that? Exactly. That was part of one of their album covers. Now, let's talk about the big fight coming up, or is it a big fight? I'm talking about it's a big fight in the mind of boxing fans. Demetrius Andrade, of course, unbeaten, taking on David Benavidez, a monster at 168. In my mind, are you working either corner?
No, not surprisingly. No, I've never worked with him. Mike Basil's working with Andrade, and then I think Benavidez's dad works the cuts.
All right,
so I'm not even working that fight. I'd like to get a ticket. Anybody got a ticket? I'll go see it.
I'm coming to town, so hopefully you and I can maybe have some lunch next week. But the bottom line is, it is like, how can I put this? This is David Benavidez's attempt to get like crowned without being crowned. In other words, if he can go out there and take out Demetrius Andrade or look super impressive in doing so and establish himself as really the guy that can take on and or beat Canelo, that's a significant feather in his cap.
I agree 100%. But, you know, in all fairness is, you know, Canelo's at a point where he doesn't need David Benavidez. Benavidez, does he need Canelo a little bit more? But, yeah, I think he could perform and he could become the guy that surpasses Canelo.
But it's pretty obvious that Canelo doesn't know how to spell Benavidez. The reason why I say that is that he was a WBC champion two and a half years ago. Then he had the title strip him because he didn't make weight at one point in time. Then he had a couple cocaine issues. But the bottom line is they sort of moved Canelo in, moved David Benavidez out. 2.5 years later, he's never lost a fight. And how come they're not talking about him and Canelo? How come they're not forcing him on Canelo? Because Canelo can't handle it, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, would you take on Benavidez?
Hell
He's
no.
a bad man.
Never.
You know, and I remember, Pedro, I had, about 10 years ago, when I was with the UFC, we were on the bus with the father, Jose, mm-hmm. and he's telling me at that point that I have two sons that are going to be world champions. So when Ugas fought Spence in Dallas, I saw him, and I told the kids, you know, Jose and David, I said, hey, your dad had already said you guys were going to be world champions, you know, and then... you know, I got to work with Jose in the Creed 3 movie, so that was kind of awesome.
Okay. We talked earlier about the fact that boxing's moving to streaming, and, you know, that's where it's at. The older audience is not there. The boxing audience predominantly has been an older, over 40 crowd. How do you adjust for that?
Well, I got a lot of work, so it's fine with me, you know. But I understand what you're saying there. But like I mentioned earlier in our broadcast is, social media is dictating everything at this point.
Expand on that.
Well, The Zone. When The Zone first did their first show, KSI and Logan Paul, I worked with KSI for 6 weeks. I trained them. Top of the line training. We flew in private jet to LA, stayed in the hotel in Beverly Hills with our pillowcases embroidered with our initials. And, you know, but I knew it was a different world because KSI and Logan Paul both draw like 20 million followers each. And if The Zone would have got that just 1% of these kids that bought that, then that's where the game went. And I know that that's where it went because when I walked into the Staples Center, when we first get there, you know how better you get there, you go to the dressing room, drop off your bag, and you go check out the ring. Nobody knew who I was. Everybody knew who the Riley was and the coaches. And mm-hmm. But I knew it was a different world. And so social media now is dictating how the fights are going to be seen.
Okay, you brought up The Zone. It costs more than Netflix or Netflix. You know what Netflix is, right? That porn network.
No, never heard of it.
Oh, I thought I'd educate you a little bit.
Okay.
Well, no, what I'm trying to say is The Zone's, you know, I don't know. I mean, I have to buy it because I'm part of the business and things like that, but I don't know if the average fan's really ready to throw down $30 a month on that almost, and then you've got to buy pay-per-views each month now. Of course, this pay-per-view next week is going to be probably about $80, and every time they go to the pay-per-view, well, it's another $80. At one point in time, I think we calculated it cost $1,350 to be a boxing fan for a year. That was like a year and a half ago. Now with all these pay-per-views, we're looking at closer to $2,500 a year to be a boxing fan.
Ooh, I didn't know that. God, you know, because I never buy pay-per-views anyway. I'll wait till they show them. And like today, I mean, tonight, I saw the fights that they had in L.A. on The Zone. I saw it this morning. You know, so, yeah, as a fan, you've got to be a real diehard to spend that much money and really kind of know the industry.
Okay. Francis Ngannou is now ranked number 10 by the WBC. Isn't it a bit of a slap in the face to him because of the fact he dropped Tyson Fury and dogged him this and they gave him a number 10 rating? I mean, none of the other guys ranked number 9 and number 1 did anything close like that to Tyson Fury.
Yeah, now you had, let me ask you, as a guy on this side, should he have been given the number 10 spot? Or should he fight a couple more fights and really get kind of registered as a legitimate heavyweight?
No. I'm thinking, if you listen, I remember the old days, John L. Sullivan, this kind of good stuff. When the heavyweight champion stepped into the ring, whether it was an exhibition or not, if he got licked, he got licked. The heavyweight champion got licked over there in Saudi Arabia, despite those two myopic judges. He got licked like a stamp. And the fact that they're going to try to perpetrate another a fraud on the boxing public and come back with another $90 pay-per-view in February between a guy that almost looked like he was taking some type of a dive and going Oleg Usyk against Daniel Dubois, and then we've got Tyson Fury debacle with Francis Ngannou, and they're going to sell this again. I mean, they just keep going back to the well. In other words, they haven't taken enough money from me. They're coming back for more.
That's exactly what I was talking about. It's become a business like this. And you know what? I have no problems with Francis being number 10 because, number one, he has proven himself as a gladiator, as a warrior, and he could hang with these guys.
He should be number one. No, based on that performance, Stitch, I hate to interrupt you, but based on that performance, he should be the top-ranked contender. He should. He knocked the heavyweight champion down. He beat him in the minds of the public. I mean, most people, if they looked at that, most people looked at that fight, think that Francis Ngannou won. I mean, they do.
Yeah, but now let me ask: do you think Tyson Fury trained 100%?
I think Tyson Fury's done, and he's gun shy. He's been off so long that I don't think he'd been off so long as far as like Deontay Wilder fights were so long ago. He hasn't been up for a challenge per se. And when you don't get mentally challenged, you don't get physically challenged, you become old. And I think he got real old. He got a little gun shy. He doesn't like getting hit. He got dropped. I mean, the report card on Tyson Fury against the Francis Ngannou fight, there was no positives, none, other than he was able to go the distance. What?
Well, that's my point exactly, Pedro, is why give Francis the number one position. You know, give him number 10 and let him, if he could do that two or three times, then he belongs up there.
Oh, so you're trying to tell me that was just an anomaly, a freak of nature, the fact
that... Oh, no. No, listen, Francis can fight. I know he can fight, and I know Dewey Cooper. I was with him just the other day, and Dewey's been in the game. So he, no doubt about it, Francis can fight. You know, but given that opportunity to beat another guy and know that he's in the mix, let's see how good his boxing skills are.
Okay, what about the Saudi Arabian money coming into boxing? You know, I'm not a big fan of Saudi Arabia after they killed Jamal Khashoggi. Of course, he was an American journalist, and they chopped him up while he was alive. Started chopping off his body parts when he was alive. I kid you not. So anyway, I'm not a big fan of the Saudi government, but they're trying to do this PR thing. And I'm not talking Puerto Rican. I'm talking public relations by having all these baseball leagues and soccer leagues and boxing and wrestling, all that kind of good stuff. It's just a PR move by a bunch of despots, by despicable people, man.
Well, no, you're putting everybody in the same category, and yes, of course that did happen, you know. But I think the new generation up there want to rebuild the system.
Okay.
And what better way to do it than you got to look at it in two different ways. No, I agree. What had happened with Khashoggi was it shouldn't have happened, right? But put that aside. Look at the new generation. How many years ago was that? These people are trying to improve the image.
Stitch, think about all the smack I used to talk back in the days of Flash Magazine Boxing Update. They would have done a Khashoggi on me. I know Don King thought about it a few times.
Yeah, yeah, well, that was then. That was then. I remember those days.
I remember, Phil Torrance, the business partner of Eddie Futch, the great late Eddie Futch, he told me a couple months ago in Las Vegas, we used to call that the spit sheet. I said, say what? He goes, yeah, because you had all the spit in there. Spit, and he meant spit with an H. I didn't look at it that way, but the bottom line is those were some good days, Flash and Boxing Update Magazine. In fact, the internet took that away, and there are some pros and cons to the internet, and some people are making money with the internet, some people aren't. But, there's one thing that I miss that the internet took away from us, and that's newspapers. I miss newspapers because you could pay $3 for the SF Chronicle now, but there's nothing in it.
Right. Yeah, well, everything is social media. Everything's internet. Mm. Those days have changed. Hey, Pedro, they started off with the cart. And, so come on, man, you got to catch up to the base. This is a new era.
Okay, speaking of the base now, does Benavidez take out Mr. Andrade?
I don't know. I hate making predictions because I just don't know. I just hope it's a good fight. And, and I wish Jose does good, had a little bit of a closer relationship with him. But I don't know. I don't like making predictions.
Okay. The current state of boxing right now, who do you think is the best fighter pound for pound in boxing right now? Is there a best fighter pound for pound in boxing right now?
Well, I don't know. I do so many fights, I don't even look at those. And to be
Crawford,
honest with you, Pedro,
Crawford.
Crawford for sure. Crawford, Shakur. I just worked with Shakur over the weekend.
Time out. You were with Shakur the other night?
Wait. Yes.
You guys are proud of that performance?
Well, no, I think that everybody knows that it wasn't his best. I think everybody expected him to be a perfect thing, and it didn't happen. He knows that. I think the whole public knows that. But I think skill wise, he's still good.
Where did he get those running shoes? I never saw him run like that. He looked like Jim Thorpe, like an Olympic runner.
I just work on Pedro. Make sure that they walk out as handsome as they walk in.
And I'm just giving you a bad time because 40 years of knowing you can allows me to do that.
Of course, but Haney, I love Haney. I think he does a great job. That's the new generation of fighters. But you know what, Xander?
Zayas?
Yes, I like that kid.
He's got some
great,
he's got
great
some,
potential.
He's got some natural skills, doesn't he? I mean, man.
And such a nice kid. Such a nice, nice kid, and he has a big, big future, so... outside of the Haneys and the Secures and all that, yeah, Xander is the real deal. Good kid, man.
Okay, I started this interview off by acknowledging your wife. I'll end this interview by saying, hello, Mrs. Duran. Have a nice day. You have a great time, Stitch. I thank you so much for your time.
God bless you, Pedro. We'll do it anytime, bro. It's always good talking to you.
This is Ring Talk, live worldwide.
Mercy, look in my eyes. Lord, have mercy. You can't help feeling. Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9. Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
Dr. Fernandez is in the house, no doubt about that. Of course, the odds for next week's fight, next Saturday night's fight, of course, David Benavidez is a minus 380 favorite. That's almost 4-1 over Demetrius Andrade, who's plus 275. Some of the other fights could be in a bet next week. Of course, on the same card, Jermall Charlo, the 160-pound Charlo, who's 32 and zip now, hasn't fought in like 3 or 4 years. But the bottom line is he's taking on Jose Benavidez Jr. Charlo is a minus 500 favorite. Benavidez, a plus 550 underdog. He might be a live underdog at 550. As far as the rest of the upcoming odds are concerned, everything sort of looks one-sided. Ryan Garcia is a minus 425 against Oscar Duarte. Of course, that's going to go down Saturday, December the 7th, coming to you 6 p.m. I think that'll be on the zone. Oscar Duarte, a plus 295. Anybody that fights Ryan Garcia, if you can take away his heart, I think got a chance of beating him. As far as some of the other upcoming fights are concerned, not really, you know, I mean, Oleg Usyk is a underdog to Tyson Fury. That's sort of natural. Of course, guess what? Jake Paul is going to come back. He's going to fight a guy by the name of Andre August. That's going to go down the 15th of December. That'll be, of course, on whatever his pay-per-view is going to be, probably the zone. Jake Paul's a minus 575 favorite. Here he is taking on a guy named Andre August, who's a plus 380 underdog. The bottom line is, you know, Jake Paul, is he a fraud? No, he's not a fraud. He's sort of good for boxing because he gets people under him paid. In other words, people laugh at me. He said, Pedro, why do you even tune in? I said, I don't tune in to see Jake Paul, but I tune in to support the card because Jake Paul pays people underneath him. Amanda Serrano, the women's featherweight champion for so many years, never made a dime. I mean, she was like almost on food stamps from boxing, okay? And guess what? Jake Paul puts her on an undercard. She makes $25,000 before she hooked up with Jake Paul, makes $250,000 the first Jake Paul fight and makes $1 million the second Jake Paul fight. So the bottom line is Jake Paul's done well for everybody around him. And of course, when that one card got canceled, remember the card got canceled about a year and a half, 2 years ago? He paid people on the undercard. He gave them their money. He didn't like the opponent. I think it was Hossein Rahman Jr. pulled some crap on him at the last minute, came in like 25 pounds overweight. So Jake Paul decided to pull the plug. And when he pulled the plug, he put his money where his mouth was, where he paid the undercard. He paid the people involved. So I think he showed a lot of class. I think he's good for boxing. But back to Charlo. Let's hope Charlo gets licked like a stamp. Charlo's not a good guy. He's taken advantage of different waitresses and things like that. As far as, I mean, in restaurants are concerned, he's been a bit of an a-hole. When I say take advantage, I was going to go deeper than that, but I won't. But the bottom line is, let's hope Benavidez got a little bit in the tank next week. 28-2-1, taking on the undefeated Jermell Charlo. That's underneath David Benavidez and, of course, Demetrius Andrade, live on Showtime pay-per-view. This has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The impeccable one, Bailey Peck, is the producer for Sunday. We thank him so much for his time and his professionalism. And the people in Dallas, Texas, with Veev TV, the Jackamans, both Danielle and John, thank you so much. This has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, often imitated, but as you can see, never effing duplicated.